Tomorrow, top officials from several U.S. agencies are set to gather at the White House to discuss whether more pressure should be brought against Iran. Yesterday's Washington Post reported that Pentagon officials are pushing for action to destabilize the government in Tehran, and there are reports that Washington is considering cutting off diplomatic contacts with the government there, too. At issue, whether Iran is developing a nuclear weapons program and whether the Iranians are harboring al-Qaeda terrorists. Baman Bakhtiari is a political scientist at the University of Maine and author of Parliamentary Politics in Revolutionary Iran. He says it is not in Iran's interests to tolerate al-Qaeda operatives inside the country.
I personally doubt that even the conservative regime in Iran will see it to its benefit to cooperate with al-Qaeda, because they're pretty much aware of the situation now developing between the United States and its war against terrorism, and this will place Iran in a terrible situation.
Well, is the Iranian government strong enough to say from here on in there will be no assistance to al-Qaeda and they're out of the country?
I don't think the Iranian government has the strength right now to exercise 100% control on its border with Afghanistan and Pakistan. And I think in the past 18 months, with a rising military presence of the United States around Iran, there's a feeling of uncertainty within the Iranian regime about intentions of the United States. So this has weakened the Iranian government's resolve.
What about the Iranian nuclear weapons program? Does it make sense to you that, as the U.S. claims, Iran is trying to develop nuclear weapons, or is it more likely, as Iran says, they're trying to develop peaceful uses of nuclear energy?
I think there are schools and people within the Iranian government that believe in the nuclear capability, because Pakistan has nuclear capability, Russia has nuclear capability, and now with United States military machines surrounding Iran, this group of people within the Iranian government continuously believe that a nuclear-capable Iran will be much more stronger in stopping a U.S. military intervention. So in that sense, they may believe in having a nuclear capability.
Given that the elected president of Iran, Khatami, is regarded as a reformer and ran as a reformer, what would constitute regime change in Iran if the current regime is at least nominally committed to many of the aims that the United States would want Iran to pursue?
U.S. has shifted several times from supporting the reformists under the Clinton administration, and then in July of 2002, President Bush, in a speech, called on the Iranian people to take matters into their own hands and not rely on the reformists. And again, it seems like today some of the administration officials, in having dialogue with Iran, are intending to strengthen the reformists again. So I think there is confusion in Washington about what is the best policy toward Iran and in what way they can implement a policy that does not weaken the proponents of civil society, pluralism, and democratization inside Iran.
Unlike North Korea and Iraq, which were clearly dictatorships, and North Korea still is, Iran may be in the grips, it seems, of very reactionary clerics who control the judiciary and other aspects. But it strikes many as a place full of democratic discussion and wide open debate, unlike many other countries in the region, in fact. How do those two trends coexist in one country?
It is clear that Iran today is at a crossroads in both its domestic and foreign policies. And as long as there's this factional struggle going on, there's always space for debate, for publications of newspapers that represent different viewpoints and so forth. And this is a positive development. The difference, I think, between Iran and other Middle Eastern countries is that we do have within Iran very young democratic movements growing. It is searching for its position. It is searching for a direction to find itself. And I think any external interference in this process may kind of forestall or retard the whole democratization process inside Iran.
Professor Baman Bakhtiari, a professor of political science at the University of Maine, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.